So, once upon a time, there was a chicken named Lafayette. And Lafayette was a very pretty chicken. He had dark feathers with golden speckles. And one day, he went to a new farm. He went to a new farm, and it was early in the morning on a brisk, sort of mild, beautiful winter morning. And he went into the farmyard, and there were no chickens there. And he sort of wandered over to the coop, and he peeked in, and there were five chickens sort of crouched in a corner. And he said, "Hi, I'm Lafayette." And they said, "Hi." They said, "Where'd you come from?" He said, "Oh, I came from the farm up the way. The farm was sold and the farmer moved on, so all the livestock are going to different farms. I'm so glad I landed at this one. It's a beautiful place and it's such a beautiful day. I'm so glad I landed here." And they said, "Well," they kind of shivered a little bit, and they said, "We wouldn't know. We haven't been outside in a long time." He said, "What do you mean you haven't been outside? It's so beautiful. You have such a beautiful farm." They said, Well, the truth is, it's a little scary. There's a big hawk named Harold. And when we go outside, you know, there used to be seven of us, and we're, you know, pecking around and enjoying the sun, and all of a sudden, squawk, and you hear the hawk circle and dives, and pow, one of our friends is gone. It's terrible. So we don't go outside anymore." And Lafayette said, "Well, that's a shame." He said, "But it's so beautiful, and it's such a nice day." There are a lot of you, and there's only one of Harold. I think you should try to go outside. Maybe if you band together, you can do something." They said, I don't know. Lafayette said, "Well, it's gorgeous, and I'm going outside." And so he ruffled his little dark and golden specked feathers, and he strutted outside, because he was a very strutty kind of chicken. He strutted outside, pecked around, enjoyed the breeze and the beautiful sunshine. And with the coop door open, all the other chickens could feel the breeze. They could smell the fresh air. And they could see this great band of sunlight coming in through the coop door. And it called to them. And they walked up to the edge and they peeked out. And Lafayette was out there enjoying himself. And then he heard a squawk and a circle. And he looked up and there was Harold. And, you know, it sort of blocked out the sun for a minute. He was like, "I think I'll go in." So he scuttled inside just in time as Harold swooped down, and they said, see, "I told you." And Harold, and Lafayette said, "Something can be done. This is our farmyard, and this is a beautiful place, and we must enjoy it. Chickens deserve to be free like anybody else." So he said, "I have an idea." And all the chickens like pulled in together and whispered in their little chickeny voices. And one of them said, no, that's not possible. And Lafayette said, "Yes, but it is." And they said, "Oh, okay." And they were shaking a little bit in their feathers, but they decided to go ahead with it. So just a few minutes later, Lafayette went strutting out into the farmyard and started pecking around in that beautiful sunshine, which the sun had now come up more and the day was warming and the breeze was, oh, so sweet. And all the hens and chickens were there, right there, ready. Sure enough, Harold came soon, circling and circling and squawk, and he went pow, landed. He didn't swoop up Lafayette. He landed right next to him, and he said, "Ah, new chicken. I look forward to eating you." And Lafayette said, "There will be no chickens eaten today." And Harold said, "Why not?" And all of a sudden, pop, a big egg landed right on his head. And then another one, and then another one. And Harold said, "What on earth is going on?" And Lafayette said, "This is our farmyard, and we really want to be able to be out here eating our bugs or whatever the heck we eat and enjoying the sunshine. And we think that you should go away and eat some mice somewhere." And Harold, who did not like being sticky and having dried egg in his feathers, sort of harumphed and humped and flew off and was never heard from again. And all the other chickens said, "Huzzah!" And they raced out into the farmyard, and they ate some bugs, and they ate some seeds, and they were out there all day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next. And they turned to Lafayette, and they said, "When you were right, you were right. When you said that if we banded together, we could do something, you were right. Together, a lot is possible." And that's one of the reasons that we gather together, because there are challenges in life sometimes that are too big for us to face alone. And so when we hit those challenges, it is good to have a community, pointed it in the direction of love and freedom and peace and connection and love. I said love, but you can say love twice. So, and then that brings you strength to carry on and make your life and the world the way it should be. So that's my